Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house lot a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Catalina and Myrtle advised Denzel to apologize for hitting Jonathan, as many persons looked up to him. He expressed a wish to meet his father someday, as he didn't know him, and told them he wasn't sure if he and Kavita would get together again. Zena, who was experiencing a lot of pain, asked Denzel to take her to the hospital in her car, as she was in too much pain to drive herself. He did. We now join June and James at home.
James?
Hi, June.
I brought some breakfast down for you.
Oh, rest it there. Thanks.
Where are you going?
Masquerade Symposium.
Oh, yeah. That's today, no?
Yep.
I wish I could have gone.
Well, you have your parents to look after.
Do you have to say it like that?
Like what? Isn't that the truth?
I could have gone if I wanted to. Mom and Dad are totally capable of being alone for a day.
Yeah, but not capable of living alone with help.
Oh, gosh, James. Don't let's go down that road again. Come, let me fix your shirt.
You don't need to.
Come on, man. Who else from Arunda is going to be at this thing?
I will see when I get there.
Right.
Yeah.
James.
What?
I miss you. It's not good for a husband and wife to sleep separately, you know.
Well, I told you this is the choice I would have made if your parents came to live with us. I have no voice in my own house.
Understand that I was between a rock and a hard place, man.
I understand that other choices could have been made.
Oh, James, I just hold me. I miss you. You don't miss me too? You're down here alone living like a bachelor when you have your warm, cozy bed upstairs.
All right, stop. I need to go. Don't want to be late.
You don't have a few minutes for your wife?
I don't want to miss anything, June. You know how I'm passionate about revitalizing Masquerade.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Before you go.
What?
I want to have a family dinner tonight.
So you want me to sit and eat with Lucille?
James, just for me. Please? I'm doing everything I can to keep this family together, you know.
Everything but valuing my opinion.
James, I...
You were not even willing to compromise with me. You did everything you wanted to do without considering my feelings.
I don't want us to argue about this again, you know.
But you want me to come upstairs and have dinner with your Jezebel of a mother tonight.
I'll talk to Mom. She'll behave.
Right.
Please, James.
I'll think about it.
And then I was thinking...
Okay.
Can we spend the night together?
For your mother to knock on our door in the middle of the night? I don't think so.
I was thinking I could come down here.
Oh.
What do you think?
Not a bad idea.
I don't know. Maybe you living down here will spice up our marriage a bit. So?
Okay.
All right. We have a plan.
Don't try to distract me now. I have to go.
All right, honey. Enjoy the symposium from me and you. And I want to know everything that was discussed.
Okay. See you tonight.
Bye. June, you still got it, girl. But look how James has this place. Let me tidy up a bit.
June, where's that husband of yours off to?
The masquerade symposium, Mom.
And you're sure about that?
Oh, Lucille, give it a rest.
Cecil, I didn't realize that you were still in the land of the living. I was about to ask June to check if you were still breathing.
Oh, mercy.
Mom, please.
Anyway, as I was saying, philandering men like James would use any excuse to go and meet their women.
James has not cheated on me in years, Mom. I know this for a fact. He's my husband.
Oh, you know this as a fact?
Men can change.
Men can, but not James.
Lucille, haven't you done enough damage? James is living downstairs because of you.
That is where he belongs. Who wants to breathe the same air as him?
Every day we are getting one step closer to the grave. Don't you think it would be wise to mend things with our son-in-law? Not mending things might have an impact on your salvation.
First of all, Cecile, speak for yourself. You might be stepping closer to the grave, but I have a lot more living in me.
Oh, brother.
And as for my salvation, the Lord agrees with me that James is no good.
Mom, please don't bring God into your bitterness.
I am speaking the truth.
Anyway, I have invited James to dinner tonight and he has agreed.
Dinner? Where?
In the dining room, of course.
So I must be forced to sit with that man after he has spent all day masquerading with another woman?
Mom, he went to the symposium.
It's no use fretting June. Lucille is stubborn. The older she gets, the nastier she becomes.
Oh, be quiet, Cecil. I will not be participating in that charade tonight. I will be in my room.
Very well, so that we may have peace.
Cecil, I said be quiet.
Dad, thank you so much for helping me to set the table.
My pleasure, June. We will have a peaceful dinner without Lucille.
If only Mom and James could get along.
I don't blame James. Lucille insists on hurling insults at him every chance she gets.
She has never liked James, and honestly, I could understand why. In those early years of our marriage, he did step outside, you know, multiple times.
Well?
I caught him in our own home.
Oh my.
Even the young lady, he ended up having the child with.
Right.
But James and I have been in counseling for years. We worked through our issues and I forgive him. Why can't Mom see that?
Lucille doesn't forgive easily.
Good evening.
Hey, James.
Hi, honey.
I hope I'm not too late because whatever it is smells real good.
You're right on time.
How was the masquerade symposium, son?
Fantastic. I will fill you guys in over dinner. I'm starving.
All right, the table is set.
And the good thing is that Lucille won't be joining us.
She isn't?
No.
Is she sick?
No, she's just...
Dinner is ready and nobody called me.
Mom?
Lucille, I thought you wouldn't be joining us.
And let James have peace after he has been running around all day? I don't think so.
Wow.
June, please pass the salad.
Mom, can you please try and make this dinner peaceful?
I'm hungry and ready to eat.
June, dinner's delicious. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dad.
Of course. I raised the fine cook.
Thanks, Mom.
June, please pass the salad.
Sure, darling. Here, James.
Thank you.
The lamb chops are so tender and delicious.
Everything is wonderful. Thanks, honey.
Don't mention it.
I suppose the other women you entertain can't cook like this, James.
Mom!
Here we go again.
Did you go to the symposium with one of them? Was it Catalina? Her marriage to the lawyer didn't last long at all.
Mom, please.
Lucille, you are being ridiculous.
Oh, what do you know, old man? Why don't you put the other foot in the grave and be done with it?
Such a nasty old woman.
Is it me you're talking to, James?
There is only one old wretch at this table.
Oh, no.
June, you heard your husband?
Mom, what do you expect after you've been insulting him all night?
So, you intend to take his side? Are you agreeing with his disrespect of me?
Mom, just let it go.
And now you raise your voice at me?
Lucille. Calm down. Your obnoxiousness cannot be measured.
I am the only one in this family who sees James for what he is.
And what am I, Lucille? What am I?
A nasty man who cheats, lies, and has embarrassed this family too many times to mention.
Tell me how you really feel.
Can we stop this, please?
June, I blame you for this. You chose her over your husband.
I am her mother.
Thank God it was Dino, who gave birth to her.
You son of a...
Oh, quiet, Lucille!
I'm sick of this nonsense!
Yes, show who you really are by throwing things like an uncivilized brute, James. No decency, no class, just a cheating, useless man.
Lucille, I will not put up with any more of your nonsense!
And get out!
Mom!
How can you pull a man out of his own house, Lucille?
I'm done with this, June. I'm filing for divorce.
Have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
Bato, 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 bato. Mary Cook met him without enough. So come we know the food ain't enough. Look for flour and see how much we got. Then scratch a match and start over the pot. Man!
Masquerade music sweet with the kittle, fife, triangle, shak-shak, boom and tambourine. Thong swing with Mother Sally, Bam Bam Sally, Stiltman and Mad Cow. Masquerade lives on.
Just stop the abuse.